Gabby?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Gabby.
Hi, Gabby, this is Bart.
Hi, Bart. Bart, actually, good. I have a question for you because I was just doing the CCTLD coordination minutes.
Yeah.
And I realized that we discussed something. We said that since both we and the regional liaisons are meeting in Marina del Rey next week, we were going to try to have the call meeting then. And I forgot about that completely, so I set up the call for Thursday. So I'm not sure what to do. Should we skip it or?
Just cancel it and say we do it, say, either on Thursday.
On Thursday in Marina del Rey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely forgot, but I just realized now what I...
We should do it on Thursday. It's the ordinary time. Maybe I have to step out of another meeting, but it doesn't matter. It's only, I think, for Sue, who will not be there.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll suggest we cancel it as well. I just completely forgot.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Slobodan here.
Hi,
Slobodan.
Slobodan.
Hi, Bart.
Hi.
Who's there? Sorry?
This is Yangon, Gabby.
Hi, Yangon. So it works with the dial-in. Yangon, do you need to be dialed in tomorrow for the meeting tomorrow, IDNC meeting?
Yes, please. Same time, right?
Yeah, same time.
Yes, correct. Okay. I'll arrange for that then.
Okay, thank you.
Slobodan?
Yes?
Have you seen the email I sent you for the for the final thingies on the council and ordinary meeting?
Excuse me, could you repeat that?
I think last week I sent you some stuff for the call for tomorrow afternoon.
Oh yes, I got it.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Because we don't, yeah, there may be some other stuff, but let's discuss it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Hello?
Hello, anyone here?
Yes, Olivier.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Bart. How are you?
Good.
Yes. Are we alone?
Yom Lee is here, and Slobodan is here,
Gabby.
And Gabby.
Yes? What, me? What's the...
Nothing, that Olivier wanted to know who's on the line.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to the operator, that's why.
Okay. Hello, somebody else joined?
I think it might have been me who stopped talking to the operator. So it's Bart, Yangam, Slobodan, Olivier. Is there anyone else?
No, not yet.
You, Gabby.
Yes. I almost forgot.
Hello?
Hello, Bart.
Hello,
Chris.
Hello. Hello, Chris.
Is that you, Olivier?
No, it's not me.
It's someone else.
Yeah, pretending to be
Olivier.
It's the Phantom of the Opera.
Difficult challenge.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I have to talk to you soon about dinner.
Oh, really?
I have not forgotten.
Okay.
But
I did.
No, you sent me a long note about how money and stuff, so we'll do that. I'll talk to you later in the week about that.
By the way, since we are talking about it, what's the proper channel to propose to sponsor something?
The proper channel is for me to ring people up and shout at them a lot.
Okay.
There is no proper channel. It's just basically, can I persuade rich CCTLDs like Australia and UK and New Zealand. Thank you. I can hear you giggling in the background there. and New Zealand, who I can safely mention because they won't be on this call. to put up some money. And I'm sure we'll be fine, Olivier. Trust me, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Good morning.
Dottie, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Excellent, thank you.
What time? Where are you?
I'm in Melbourne, and it's 10 o'clock.
10 p.m.
10 p.m. Yeah.
Okay.
And for you, it's very early. It's like,
8.
8. Oh, it's not too early. No, it's not too early.
It's winter in
Australia and summer in Europe is better because it's 10 o'clock for me and not so bad for...
I wouldn't mind a little bit earlier.
John! Greetings. You've got no excuse. You live in New Zealand.
I have a 6 o'clock flight, too.
Which is a purely voluntary thing, so therefore, you know... Midnight is better than 1 o'clock, huh?
Better than 1 o'clock, not as good as 11.
The real issue is actually LA, where it's currently 5:03.
Yeah.
Is anybody calling from there?
No, but I think Oscar's on the same time.
Hi, lucky joining.
Hi, this is Patrick Hussein.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi.
Gabby, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can we do a roll call of where we've got to so far?
Yep. Art Boswinkle, Chris Spence, Leslie Cowley, Olivier Guillard, Von Hollander, Patrick Hossein, Young and Lee, Slobodan, myself and Dottie. Have I missed anyone?
No. Good.
No?
We'll give it a little while longer and then we'll...
Chris, let me know when you want to start the recording.
Yeah. I don't really want to start the recording at all, but given that that's what we do, we'll start it shortly. I'm not aware of anyone specifically not making the call, so we're missing currently Patricio and Oscar and
Hero
and Andres and
Nashua
and various others. So we'll leave it a little while.
Mr. Mohammed. The operator is having some problems dialing in Mohammed. Let's see if she succeeds.
That's unusual. Fancy that. Difficulties dialing in people from Africa. Well, there's another place.
So Paulus is not here as well.
No, but we haven't had any sort of I won't be able to make this call notes as far as I can recall. But that's right, because it really is going to be a relatively short, hopefully relatively short call. And it's more of a sort of administrative catch-up call than anything substantive.
Chris,
while we're waiting for others to join, are we going to try to get together for dinner in Paris?
Yes, we're going to organise dinner on the Tuesday night, you know. And Olivier is in the process of attending once a day, attending every restaurant in Paris on our behalf, and assessing them against a template of Michelin stars.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on it. And we're hopeful that within the next couple of weeks we'll be able to provide details. But yes, the intention is that we will go out for dinner on Tuesday night.
Great.
We're thinking perhaps McDonald's. thank God it's Friday. Hard Rock Cafe. All of those famous Paris landmarks will be the thing. Because consistency is the key. Everyone must be happy. We're going to Olivia. Have you actually? Do you still Olivia? Are you still there?
I think so, yeah.
So we've got a couple of restaurant possibilities, haven't we?
Yes, I've just been to a couple of places that would be possible, and that I will propose to the CCNSO Secretariat to consider.
Mm.
That's nice for me to visit Paris again.
Exactly. This is the only reason we've done it, is so that you can go out and go to the restaurant.
Thank you, Chris.
No, it's a pleasure. Anyway, Youngham, hopefully within a couple of weeks we'll be able to send out a note. But yes, it is our intention to do a CCTLD dinner on the Tuesday night.
Okay, great.
Are you going to start? Because I have something. I really shouldn't say it in this, but I can't. But I did. I haven't brought it up with my working group because I didn't know about it. There is a thing called the Consensus Formation Institute.
There is?
Yes, and they have an 1,100-page manual.
Brilliant.
And it is presented in lieu of Robert's Rules of Order, and I thought you would like that.
Dossie, we should stop it immediately without even seeing it.
It only has one thing that we have not done.
What's that?
And we should, if we had been doing this on the bylaws, we probably would have been in better shape. It has a step called conflict assessment. And then you conduct conflict assessment, and then you do dilemmas and debates in the practice of conflict assessment.
That's what we need. Yes,
this is the only step that we don't already do.
Well, I think it's important we introduce an additional step, because I've been feeling that we've been missing one.
Well, that's really interesting, because you write the conflict assessment document, you know, and it puts everybody's issues out.
I'm wrapped. Thank you. Can you bring a copy along to Paris, Dottie?
Yes, it's about 20 pounds.
We'll get ICANN to photocopy it
for a separate suitcase.
Maybe I'll have. See if they've got it on Amazon and mail it to you.
Thanks, Dottie.
Because the thing is, it's quite amazing, because it's exactly what we do. And you know, it doesn't say that the chair can't propose a motion. In fact...
Well, that's always been your thing, never mind.
I know, that's because that's Robert's Rules of Order.
All right, let's get started. It's only 10 past. Did somebody just join?
Hi, this is Peter joining. Hi, Chris.
How are you going?
Very well.
Okay, we're just about to start. In fact, your arrival has been the spur we needed to get going. Gabby, you're clear on who's present?
Make a roll call again?
Yeah.
Sure, go for it.
Bart Bosswinkle, Chris Disdain, Leslie Kelly, Olivier Gilliard, John Hollander, Patrick Hossein, Young and Lee, Slobodan Markovic, myself, Duffy Sparks, and Peter Van Ruster.
Okay, excellent.
Can I start the recording?
Yes, you can. So we have a short administrative agenda to deal with today. You'll recall that when we decided to have to reinstate regular council calls once a month, we... hi, who's that?
That's me. I was talking to the operator.
When we decided to do this, we weren't sure whether we'd have a lot to talk about on each in the calls, but we thought it was a fairly important thing to get back to sort of regular calls. So this is probably one of those calls where we don't have a vast amount to discuss, but nonetheless, it's worth being on the call. The first item on the agenda is the review of minutes and actions. Given that the minutes have not yet been approved, however, there are a series of action statements in the minutes. Gabby, do you want to just run through what the action things are so that we can make sure that we deal with them in the next few days?
Sure. First action, the participation working group to define how it wants the admin meeting to be arranged.
Are we going to talk about that shortly?
Okay. Second action, Vice President, to inform the Rangers of fellowship program of past problems with the mentoring program.
Been done.
Excellent.
Third action, the CC and Associate Secretary to inform Peter Dengich fresh about his re-election to ICANN board seat number 11. That has been done.
Good.
Then the chair to notify John Jeff for the re-election of Peter Dengich fresh to board seat number 11.
Yes, I've done that.
Then the chair to ask Dennis Carson, who will replace Martin Boyle as the CCNSO GAC working group chair from the GAC office.
Yes, I've done that, but I haven't had a response yet.
And the CCNSO secretary to send out a note to the councillors, asking the councillors to submit their general contact details. I've done that, so can I remind everyone who has...
Yeah, slip that in under the timeline.
And then the last action item was the CCNSO secretary to report to CCNSO IANA working group on the number of returned emails from IANA's data list. I haven't done that yet, but I will do so this week.
Okay. Thanks, Gabby. And the minutes are still out for comments, so let's not worry too much about those unless anybody has anything they specifically want to say on the call. No. Okay, good. Item two, update from the on the admin workshop in Paris. I sent a note out to the list. The last thing we decided, as I recall, at the last meeting was that the participation working group would work on how this was going to be handled. So, Leslie, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I can do. I mean, thank you for your note, Chris. I think it summarised that, from my point of view, where we are. Since the last conference call, myself and Don spoke briefly when we were both at the AFTRD meeting the other week, and we've also had some email exchanges with Peter, although the three of us haven't had a face-to-face or telcon on the issue. I think there is some general support for running a session. I think the difference of opinion lies in how best that might be organised.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we are at the moment.
So what do you think the best way of moving, given that we've got, where are we now? 6 weeks, is it? 7 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
To be honest, I think we're running out of time to organise something for Paris, but, you know, happy to be convinced otherwise. Don had made what I thought was quite a helpful suggestion, that we use Paris to create some sort of steering group that could sort out the agenda and then ask Abby to do the logistics, etc., which are actually the most problematic bit of the meeting at times as well. But obviously Don and Peter are on the call, they can input their views on that.
Don, Peter?
Yeah, I think that's a perfect summary, Leslie, of where we are. Of course, there are other voices apart from Don and mine. Yes, I think part of it was definitely based on a misunderstanding. My main task will be to discuss this with the center board. I did have an agreement with them, but that was based on a misunderstanding of the way that things would be organized. So I'll be able to come back to you on that probably by the end of next week. After I had the opportunity to have a call with all of them.
Okay, Peter, that's fine. Don, did you have anything that you wanted to input at this stage?
Well, my suggestion with Leslie was from my perspective the second best solution, that is forming a committee. I still felt, and I think I still feel that. In terms of the participation working group aiming to build participation in the CCNSO and the regional organizations, is to provide, run this best of program for each of the regions. But if that's not what people want, then I think, you know, to help Gabby organize it is to have a steering group. just as you sort of have now, only I think it's a steering group of one for the tech space.
Can I make a suggestion? I think there's a sort of halfway solution here. Acknowledging that there isn't a lot of time, however, there is some time, and assuming for the sake of this discussion that to try and organize any sort of admin session on the Tuesday or the Wednesday is going to be problematic in any event. It doesn't matter what happens. Given the stuff that we have to get through in this particular meeting, it's probably going to be challenging. And knowing as of now, and this may change, but as of now it looks as if the IDN informational session will actually be on the Monday morning. It's not impossible that we could find some time on the Monday, depending on whatever Hard wants to do to fit in a session, whether that is a, you know, center best of session or whatever. It doesn't much matter. What matters is it is possible that we could find some time on the Monday. So given that, and given that even if we can't, we still need to come to a conclusion, is it possible that the participation working group could perhaps talk this through a bit more, or do we just need to agree to set up a separate one right now and get those people to talk it through in the next sort of week or 2 weeks to see whether there's anything we can do in Paris? Or is that a complete waste of time, or should we just talk it through in Paris? Leslie, what do you think?
I'm quite happy for the participation working group to have a go on the detail on this.
Excellent.
I think time is short, though, and I think one of the things I did learn from Africa is let's not underestimate the diversity of situations in CCs, and I think it's important that whatever we do is as inclusive as possible, both in terms of the, you know, different stages CCs are at, regional diversity, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Can I just stop you for 1 second? Gabby?
Yeah?
Hero.
I saw the email from Hero.
Yeah, can you see if you can...
Hello.
Yes, I'm asking...
Hero is on the call already.
Hero, you've just come in. Well done.
Yes, I was just coming. Thank you.
No problem. So Leslie, would it be basically for us to just say, look, the participation working group will work on it over the next few weeks. If they can come up with some suggestions for Paris, fine. If they can't, then we just talk about it in Paris. Is that basically it?
I think that's the conclusion. And I suppose more particularly, I would suggest that Don, myself, and Peter, who seem to have an interest in this, do that.
Excellent. All right. Well, in that case, over to
Leslie.
You. Yes, Bart.
This is Bart. Could you include me as well?
Sure.
Okay. Makes it easier.
Absolutely.
Well, it might not make it easier for them, Bart. Makes it easier. Okay, good. Well, thank you. That's great. Now, hi, Patricio. Thank you for your message. Welcome. Welcome. Okay, so that deals with the admin workshop in Paris, or rather it doesn't deal with it, but it means that we will deal with it. The third item on the agenda is the working group update.
Chris?
Yes. Yes, Olivier?
Just for my information, to be sure I understand about this admin workshop, is it a demand from the regional organizations to have a slot to make the best of, or is it a specific demand from center and at PTLD, but I'm not sure even the question is there a consensus across the regional organizations to have this kind of initiative organized over ICANN meetings?
Well, Olivier, if I can just respond to that briefly, where this came from originally, or I think it came from two directions at the same time, to be more precise, in terms of the participation working group, it came about as a suggestion from the working group, not just from regional organisations, that people wanted to be able to demonstrate more value from attending the ICANN CCNSO meetings. Particularly some of the smaller registries who have to justify both their travel costs and also their time commitment. But if we could in some way have training sessions or other sessions that would give them real ideas and suggestions that they could take back to their CCs, that would increase the value they get from that participation.
That's clear. Thank you, Leslie. Thank you.
Okay. Good. So, can we move on to item 3 on the agenda now? Yes. Excellent. So, the first working group update is the GAC working group update, which is interesting because I've got no idea what that's going to be, except to say that I still haven't figured out who is replacing Martin Boyle on the... this should actually be called the GAC Liaison Working Group, Gabby, just for future reference.
Oh, okay.
And I'm still waiting to find out who's replaced Martin Boyle, but perhaps you could ask Martin, Leslie, if he's within shouting.
He's not actually. I was going to say, I mean, we're always happy to offer him in on the CC side instead.
Yes, thank you very much.
It does kind of need somebody to coerce the GAC into responding on this.
It certainly does, and what I will undertake to do is to talk to Keith. Keith Davidson is actually our nominal chair, and Hilda is on this working group, and I can't remember off the top of my head who else is, but what I'm going to do is, I think I'll have a chat with Keith and see if we can get some, we have at least achieved something, and we do have a session organised with the GAC on, I think from memory, the Tuesday, at, I think from memory, 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. So it's now just a question of the working group organising the agenda, etc., and I will get back to everybody on that as soon as I can. Olivier, IANA Working Group.
Hi. Okay, a quick update about the IANA Working Group. We had a conf call last Thursday. Was initially planned on the 9th of April, but had to be postponed for unexpected issues. So we had it on last Thursday. We talked about DNSSEC at root, the new IANA software, and the IANA working group work plan, and a couple of other matters as well. For the DNSSEC at root, three issues are still on the table. It's what I see now. The three main questions should the root zone be signed? If yes, who should hold and operate the root zone key? And if CCTLD keys had to be introduced in the root zone, how should they be collected to be introduced in the root zone? The paper, couple of stakeholders involved in operating the root zone have been contacted to move forward with the drafting of the paper, of the IANA working group paper, the CCNSO paper, and we are still ongoing on that. For the new IANA software, over the past weeks we have, so as you may recall, we have an NERZM test group, and we are focused on testing the interface for admin changes in the IANA database. So we are testing things like changing the name of the admin contact or the telephone of the admin contact, so administrative changes. We have reported to IANA around 10 bugs or unexpected behavior of the software, and we will now start to test the DNS technical changes, and since those requests involved to implement changes in the root zone. VeriSign was informed by us that about the CCNSO YANA working group testing schedule. So starting this week, we are going to start to launch tests in the interface that would produce changes in the root zone.
Mm.
For the YANA working group work plan, a list of topics is circulating in the YANA working group mailing list. We have started to prioritize the topics that the YANA working group would like to address, and the goal is to agree in the YANA working group on the topics we would propose to see as being addressed by the YANA working group. One important thing, it was highlighted over the call that the work is mainly performed on the basis of volunteering. So the idea is probably not to propose a work plan that will include deadlines, but rather a document that clarifies the topics on which the YANA working group work on with and include priorities. But we won't be able at this stage probably to commit on specific deadlines for the different topics that are identified. One question is we don't know yet what would be the appropriate format to present this work plan. And by the way, this is a call if anyone has an idea on how to propose and how to present this work plan, that would be a welcome thing. We also had a couple of discussion around two or three topics, but more informally. We have reactivated a discussion about service level targets to be reached by IANA, which is one of the things that were addressed over the past years, actually. YANA reported about the problem that happened last month with the YANA web whois, and there is a documentation on the YANA website about it. And we also had a discussion about the YANA contracts officer, since, as you may know, Suzanne Séné has now undertaken the role of contracts officer, which was previously occupied by Cathy Hanley. And that's about it.
Thanks, Olivier. Anyone got any questions?
I've got a question, but it's slightly awkward because I should have been on that call and I wasn't. So I apologize, Olivier.
This question,
you already did it, so that's okay.
My question is really around this timescales thing. Whilst I accept perfectly we're doing this all on a voluntary basis, I think it would be useful to have some sort of outline timescales for our work in much the same way we're trying to do with the participation working group, just to manage expectations and so people know really when they might have some outcomes or need to make some input.
Sorry, Leslie, I didn't catch that.
I'm suggesting that although it's difficult to get volunteers to commit to timescales, it would be helpful to have some draft timescales for the work, the group.
Indicative timescales.
Oh, yeah. Sure,
that
you're right.
Good, yeah.
I agree, but the point I wanted to make here, and that was made over the call, is that it can be seen as a target, not as a commitment, because of the reality of the volunteering.
Absolutely, I understand that,
yep.
Fully.
But I get that, yeah, sure.
Okay, good. So you'll work together to come up with some target timing rather than specific timing then.
Well, does your working group ever have an end?
Well, it might be nice, for example, to get the DNS sec paper out within the next year.
Oh gosh, Leslie, that's a bit of a stretch.
I mean, that's tongue in cheek, but also I think it just is important to have some some ideas.
Can we, Olivia, is the working group going to have another, at least one other call before the meeting in Paris?
Yeah, it was foreseen over in 2 weeks, actually, but as the last call was postponed and many people are not available these days, we will probably postpone the next conf call at the very beginning of June.
Fine, but what I was asking is that if you could perhaps try to get by the time we get to Paris, try to get an outline timing. Timing agreed in the working group, just so that we have an idea of how long these things are likely to take.
Sorry, I might not have been explicit enough on that. The plan is to agree by the next conf call within the working group on the YANA work plan, and then to propose it for discussion to the whole CCTLD mailing list, and to have something ready to present in Paris.
Thank you. Marvelous. Okay, good. Anything else on the YANA working group? No. So, IDN Working Group, IDNC Working Group, and Dubai Meeting, Joint CCNSO GAC IDN Working Group. Basically, that's all one thing. The IDNC Working Group is effectively the Joint CCNSO GAC IDN Working Group basically doesn't exist anymore, and I think we decided at the last meeting that can be officially closed, but if we didn't, we should. The IDNC working group is the current working group. We had a very useful meeting in Dubai. Hopefully, there will be some notes. Have those notes gone out to any list yet, Bart, or have they just gone to the working group list?
Just to the working group.
Okay. Well, there are some notes of that meeting, and I'll try and get those out. But fundamentally, there was general consensus on a whole heap of things. Yes, Bart?
I'm just thinking we could submit these notes, say, as part of the comments on.
They probably should go up on the.
I will submit them as such.
So, but to cut to the chase, there is a working group call tomorrow night. The issues that are currently, if you've seen the paper that's been published, there is consensus on a significant amount of that. There are some areas that are a little problematic. One of the areas that's problematic is the suggestion that there should be a language committee, or as it's been recast, a committee of linguistic experts. That's causing a few issues with some governments, but I don't think that those are insurmountable. They can be overcome. The biggest problem right now is that there is a specific push by the European Union. I'm not aware of it being supported by anybody else but it is nonetheless a heavy push by the European Union to effectively create a process that enables the European Union to have what it wants.
What does it want?
Bottom line is it wants EU in Greek and EU in Cyrillic. That's the absolute bare minimum in the fast track. And the problem is that given that the European Union can't demonstrate a pressing need for an IDN CCTLD, that's quite challenging, but we're working our way through that slowly. I'm optimistic that the working group will reach consensus on some recommendations for Paris that will be acceptable, certainly to the CCNSO, and will be acceptable to the majority of the GAC. Whether that actually gets to a point where they're prepared to endorse them or not is a different issue, but I'm comfortable that we will get to a set of recommendations. I'm optimistic, rather, that we will get to a set of recommendations that will be acceptable, that are relatively simplistic and will enable a fast track to take effect. The biggest stumbling block is going to be whether or not the ICANN board insists on there being some sort of formal agreement or contractual relationship between the IDN CCTLD manager and ICANN in respect to an IDN CCTLD, which is not actually something that's within the scope of the working group, but is something that we should be aware of and something we will be talking about, I suspect, in Paris. And money, of course, is another issue that in the practicalities of it all that will come into it, which is, you know, how much you're going to be prepared to pay for your IDN CCTLD. But fortunately, from our side of things, the working group doesn't have to worry about all of that. So in a nutshell, that's kind of where we are. Bart, have I missed anything, or is that a fair assessment?
I think it's a fair assessment, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just have one question.
Yes, Daniel.
You suggested to Paul that they tried to publish a plan some kind of an agreement, try to publish an outline at least as to what is going to be included in the agreement.
Well, let me explain to everybody the context of that.
Mm-hmm.
At the Dubai meeting, the question of agreements or something in writing or an enhanced accountability framework came up. My impression was that there was a sort of general acceptance that this was a different circumstance to the sort of inherited ASCII CCTLDs, and that therefore to stand up and say, well, I should have it on exactly the same basis as I got .au was probably not going to fly, but nonetheless, it should be treated in much the same way as an ordinary CCTLD is treated. I asked Paul Toomey to get ICANN to publish some sort of document to us that set out what they thought was this should be essentially covered by any sort of agreement or accountability framework between a CCTLD and ICANN in respect to an IDN. And Paul said that they would attempt to do that. So I have to chase that up because it obviously hasn't happened yet. I will chase that up, and hopefully, by the time within a reasonable time before Paris, ICANN will have made its position clear, which is, you know, we want the following things to occur in respect to an IDN CCTLD. Was that what you were talking? Does that answer your point, Emma? Yeah. So I'm going to sort of push that. Thank you for the reminder, because
thank you.
It's important that happens as soon as possible. Does anyone else have any questions on that?
Just one, Chris, but it's just a curiosity. For the IDN CCTLD agreement, from an ICANN perspective,
yes.
Would the agreement be between the IDN written in Unicode or in XN-dash-dash format?
I'm not sure I understand what you mean, Olivia.
How would it be
described in the agreement?
Yeah, would that be the XN dash dash form of the TLD, or would that be the real?
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
In the script, it's not. I think. I'm just wondering.
But in the root, it's XN dash dash, is it not?
In the root, it's the XN dash dash, and for the user, it's the Unicode format.
It's a very interesting question, and I don't know. I suspect, as a lawyer, I would expect it to be described as both.
Yeah.
But it's a very interesting legal question.
Okay.
We can discuss it over dinner. Anyone else have any questions? Okay, well, there'll be, hopefully, by the time we get through the next sort of couple of IDN calls, we'll be able to start moving forward with this. But when are we expecting to publish a draft final report? What's our backstop date for that?
Draft final report is somewhere, that's the recommendations, mid-June.
Okay, so like 2 weeks before...
Yeah.
Okay, 2 weeks before Paris. Excellent. All right. I would encourage everyone, however, to go to read the current methodology that's being suggested, because the current methodology does actually capture pretty much everything we can think of that needs to be dealt with. And if anyone has any really serious objections to any of that, we would be useful to know now. I have had some pushback from CCTLDs on the concept of a language committee being able to check the string to make sure that it meets the criteria, but I think we've kind of dealt with that, or at least we will have done by the time we finish the call tomorrow night, by explanation and clarification. But if anybody has anything, if you could have a look at it and let us know. It's up on the CCNSO website, and it's on the ICANN website as well.
The only thing there is, if you have a look, there is something called the string.test phase, and that's been changed into just a report.
But isn't there a new document up there now, Bart? I'm sure.
No, it isn't, because we send it out, and yeah, we could adjust the document. We haven't done so.
And I will send out a note to the members list of the latest version of the document after the call tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Unless there are any more questions, that brings us finally to the last working group update, which is the participation working group. Leslie.
Thank you, Chris. Two main strands of work at the moment. There's the leaflet that you saw the draft of a while ago. That's now been finalised and is with Gabby. We're hoping that can go on the CCNSO website and also be printed for the regional liaisons and others. Gabby's also heroically trying to get it translated, which I think is quite a challenge, but I'll leave that to her. The other strand of work is the participation survey. When that closed, there were 45 responses. Interestingly enough, they were quite well dispersed across the regions, apart from Latin America, where we only had 5 responses. And Oscar is trying to encourage some more, so we've got a more representative result.
Yeah, well, I think he got a lot more now.
Yes, I think it's about 15 now or something, or 20 together.
That's good. Just some first things from that. About 42% of those who responded attend every meeting. So it's good that we've got people who don't come to all of them and also who don't come at all. And it's also quite evenly split in those who responded who are or aren't CCNSO members. One of the things I found interesting were do you have any suggestions as to how the CCNSO can better serve the community? And in fact, the responses on that indicate that the stuff we're doing at the moment is correct. We have suggestions of taking better care of newcomers, briefings at the beginning of meetings, more best practices, more communication between meetings, and closer cooperation with regional organisations that avoid duplication. So there's no surprises there yet, but Oscar hopefully will incorporate the additional responses from Latin America. He and Hilda will be doing some more analysis work, and then we will be bringing the findings to Paris as planned.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Okay.
That's immensely encouraging in all sorts of ways. I mean, just the fact that Oscar was able to go out and beat people into submission and to get them to actually make a response is encouraging as well, because it shows that, you know, once you actually click, if you push people hard enough, they will respond.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
Can I just say something?
Yes,
one of the most mentioned replies to what the CCNSO should do better for the CCTLDs is to come out for the agenda on time. So that was...
Well, that's your fault, Gabby, so...
Yes.
I was going to let you mention that one. That's one of my hobby horses.
This is the agenda of the... This is any agenda, basically, presumably.
All agendas.
All agendas have to be published at least before the meeting, before the previous meeting. No, I mean, that's absolutely right. And it's just, because it's a sign of organisational systems that you're able to do that. And it's
put it this way, the administrative, say, process of working group will propose and will beat you into a certain structure.
Exactly right. Good, excellent news. I'm very excited by that. Do we have... are there any questions for the participation working group?
I have one.
Yes, Olivier.
Olivier speaking. I may have missed something, but I think I remember there were a project to have a paper, general paper on improving communication that was drafted, or that there were a plan to communicate a paper on the general issue on improving communication of the CCNSO. I saw that in my notes, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think... Sorry, Olivier. I think there is some work to do further to that, but we were awaiting the survey results to see what else that would add to that discussion.
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. All right. Gabby tells me that on the new CCTLD community list, we currently have roughly 55 subscriptions, if you like, to the list, which is good. I've asked her to do a breakdown by region so that we can get the regional people to chase up if a particular region is lacking, and we'll do that off list in the next couple of days. Is there any other business or anything else anyone wants to talk about?
Chris, I think you forgot the processes working group and tech working group update.
They're not on my agenda, Gabby.
They're on my agenda.
Well, that's great news for you. No, they're right here. You're quite right. They're just not on a separate line item. So, processes working group. Who wants to talk about that? Dottie.
Well, we basically are right in mid-stride on decision-making. So there's not really final things to report. Do you all agree with me, those people in my group?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So we are right, we've processed a few documents, and we're right in the middle of doing more, and we're having another conference call on Thursday. But we are we're well in step with our guidelines.
Excellent.
Which are to present the whole thing, and I think this next conference call before Paris.
Yeah.
Fantastic, Dottie. So in Paris, we'll be able to do a sort of proper presentation and et cetera, et cetera.
And we're hoping to get it approved then.
Yeah. Excellent. Brilliant. And the other item, unless there are any questions... No. The other one is the tech working group, which is a hard one to do because, as far as I'm aware, there isn't anybody on the tech working group who's actually on this call. Is there?
There is.
Ah, that would be Olivier.
But I can't update. Sorry.
So you are present, but unable to comment. I do know that Eberhard is working on the agenda, and I will make sure that I talk to him the next few days and report back to everybody. But he's working very hard to get himself organized for the meeting in Paris.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any other business?
Yes, I have any other business.
Yes,
could you please reply to the anti-phishing survey, those who haven't?
I'm guilty, I apologize. Guilty as charged.
Not only you, Chris, and many more. So,
I mean, but I just want to make it clear for the recording that I am in favor of anti-phishing.
Well, is the survey posted somewhere?
Yes, it's also on our website. Well,
I don't recall getting a copy.
Gabby, can you send a note out to the members?
I'll resend it to the council list.
Yeah, just...
Gabby, could you let me know if Dr. Kay's replied as well? I delegated it.
Okay, I'll have a look.
Thanks.
Okay, it's been delegated to .gg. That was a... Yes, I'm sorry. That was an appalling joke, and I humbly apologize both to you and to .gg for that.
Can I ask a completely non-sequitur question?
Well, given that you have a reputation, Dottie, for asking at least one of those in every call, yes, of course you may.
Well, I can't pass up the opportunity to have all these brilliant minds
come
to bear on my answer. There, I will put it as a sort of a question. There is no rule against using geographic names for domain names, is there?
No. When the STLDs were, the sponsored TLDs were released,
mm-hmm.
there was GAC advice that country names should be reserved.
Mm-hmm.
There is GAC advice to the new GTLD process that country name should be reserved. And there is a CCNSO resolution from Puerto Rico, I think.
Los Angeles,
thank you, Bart, that we also think that country names should be reserved. It's a general principle in the GTLD space. But there is no specific rule. So the best
aside from countries, other geographic areas.
In respect to other geographic names, no.
Okay.
No,
the rule is the GAC resolution.
In the case, just to give you a specific example, because I happen to know about it in respect to .asia,
mm-hmm.
Their policy is that country names are reserved... and won't be issued without the consent of the territory, but that state names, like state or province names, so, you know, California or New South Wales or whatever,
mm-hmm.
are not reserved and are available for registration. And city name is the same.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Anything else on any other business?
Yes.
Yes, but
there's one of the questions that came up, say, from the process of working group. We still have to deal with it. That is the participation in the ICANN planning cycle.
Yes.
Now, in order to have any, say, in order to participate in the budget cycle and the operational planning for next year, so that's fiscal year 2008-2009, it might be ICANN will put up a document somewhere mid-May. But in order to, say, influence it, it might be useful to set up a call with either Doug Brandt or Kurt before that, maybe at one of the CCMZO council calls, or say a more general call with CCMZO members and maybe even non-members. So,
well, do we not need to have? But we can't deal with this as a full council, though, Bart.
No, I know, but he's say what I've discussed it with Doug Brandt a couple of days ago, and he's willing to say take a series of conference calls to go through the current proposal, which is on the website, before the new proposal comes out, because that will be far more definite than the current one.
So what we need is to reconstitute. Well, in fact, it's not so much budget; it's more planning generally. It's strategic planning and operational planning. Because those.
Yeah, no, but this is specifically for the next operational. Fiscal year.
Yeah, I understand that. So, but rather than having some sort of budget working group or committee, what we need to have is a planning. We need a planning working group or committee that actually engages with ICANN in respect to both the strategic plan in one half of the cycle and the other half of the cycle.
That's one of our tasks, say, as a process, as a working group to come up with suggestions. But I'm just noting that for, say, the fiscal year 2008-2009,
yes.
The plan will be, say, the next round will start by the 17th of May, and by then, influencing it is going to be very difficult.
Okay.
So we have up to the 17th of May, or maybe early May, to set up a series of conference calls if you want to, say, have more influence in that planning cycle.
Do we have a document?
Really, how we get involved in advance of the items we've already scheduled so that we link in as a whole community with the plan.
Yes, I think that's right. Is there a document for us to refer to, Bart?
There is. I think if you look at the website, it's the document that's been published at the New Delhi meeting or the Delhi meeting.
Okay, so can you send a link through to the council list of the document?
Yeah, I will.
And let us see if we can get an ad hoc small ad hoc group together to at least comment or to at least highlight areas to the membership.
Yeah.
Leslie, does that make sense?
It does. I think we've got to do something because we're coming in partway through the process.
I think our
original intent was to make sure the whole community were able to make input at the various stages.
Okay. Bart, you and I and Gabby are going to have a call in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Let's you and I and Gabby work out what the document is, what we need to do to respond to it, send out a note to the list, get a small ad hoc committee, interim committee together while the process working group is working out what we need to do next.
Yep.
And by the end of this week, we'll have a note out to the membership asking for input. All right?
Yeah. Okay. I just want to flag it. Yeah?
Yep.
Flag it.
I was going to say that there's already been a sort of a previous way of doing this in that Patrick and Kurt Pritz, I think, from memory, organised a series of conference calls that anyone who was interested could join.
And I think we'll do that, Leslie. But I think it would be helpful if we at least had a driving, even though it's ad hoc and interim, if it at least had a sort of driving committee that guaranteed they would attend that call.
Understood. Yeah.
And then we could sort of report back to everybody else who was unable to attend the call. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have it sorted out by the end of the week.
Yeah, because the timing is reasonably critical. I just learned last week, say, by mid-May, the next document will be up, and that will be far more solid than this one.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, we'll do, but whatever day it is, you and Gabby and I have a call, we'll get that sorted out.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other business? Okay, fantastic. Thank you, everybody. Olivier, Gabby will be in touch with you in tomorrow to fix a call for us to talk later in the week about dinner.
With pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, let's talk about dinner over dinner. And thanks, everybody. Has anyone got anything else they need to deal with before we close the call? Excellent. Thank you. Talk to you all soon.
Okay, thanks, everyone.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Bye.